Hi, everyone. Welcome to the big show. I'm your host, Jeff Gamet, and I'm hanging out with awesome people. I mean, look at this. It's we are truly an international show
Oh, we
where
are.
no single country is represented more than any other. I'm in the People's Republic of the United States.
No, the People's Republic of the States of Northern America, I guess.
That's it. That's it. Yes. Yeah.
Also called Trumpistan.
Gilead, I believe. I've heard it called Gilead, I believe. I think that's another thing.
Okay.
Help me, please. From our former bosses in the UK, Ian, how are you doing?
Me? I'm doing great. I'm having a good time, to be honest. I had a busy week last week. This week's a bit more calm as we're slowly winding down towards Christmas. I'm doing various bits of things which make me swear just as much as I did just then with regards to a new story we'll talk about in a bit. But it's the whole fiddly things of setting stuff up and labs and things not behaving and Windows Time Service, why don't you work? And that kind of thing.
Windows, why don't you work?
Windows, why am I using Windows? Because I need to, but why does it not work? And then it does actually work, but just none of the tools that tell me what it's supposed to be using is right. We'll test again tomorrow and then swear more.
Yep, this all checks out, and I feel your pain.
Yeah, it's just not that. It's not as much fun as it ought to be.
Yeah, representing the entire EU. Patrice, how are you?
Oh my god. Yeah, I'm representing the entire EU, and that is actually the United States of Europe, just so that you know. I mean, they're also not, they're about as united as you can think, which is not very much, but that's what else is new. I'm good. This is the third kind of show that I'm doing. I did a pub quiz, proper British pub quiz, thanks to Martin for like introducing me to that many years ago, and I've joined a bunch. I did one for our team at work. I organized one. It was a lot of fun. We learned a lot about development stuff and geology and airplanes and all of that. It was a lot of fun. Logos, all of that. So and then I did one with Jeff. We recorded an episode of Retro Rewatch just right before this. So yeah, my brain is probably not working anymore, but that's fine. And I've had a busy week.
Perfect
for this show. Yeah, and I've had a busy week. I was flying on the weekend, and then I had Monday was actually public holiday. I had off, and I've been doing like learning about navigation. I'm kind of getting ready to like do all of that, like navigate and so on. And so I'm fighting with maps and fighting with calculations of winds and all of that, like the wind triangle, all of the good stuff. Yeah, but it's fun. I enjoy it. And doctor's appointments and all of that. And I have a Christmas party, company Christmas party tomorrow. So and one on Saturday, not company, like friends, okay, Christmas thing. So,
awesome.
Busy week.
But very busy week.
Very busy week, yeah. Yeah. When Ian was talking about winding down, I'm like, I haven't noticed anything. It's still insanity before Christmas. Maybe next week.
Well, I'm glad we're able to fit in time to record a Retro Rewatch episode. Mm-hmm.
Me too. It was a really cool episode, but people have to wait to listen to it.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to find out what the episode was.
You don't remember. I don't remember.
Good thing we have a recording, so we can check back.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, hey, let's do some news while we're here. Yeah. And who has the first story? And how much will it make Ian swear? Because I'm pretty sure every story we can talk about this week can involve an explicit tag at some point.
Yes. So let me throw mine in. Join the chat. Why was I not in the chat?
Yeah.
So there we go. It showed me the chat, but I wasn't in.
I mean, I was first.
Okay, then you go first. Okay.
I'll go first. This is less square. This is less squarey, but just one of those. It's a big bit of news, and we can't really not cover it. Is the fact that Netflix has acquired Warner Brothers for $82 billion.
Or have they?
Right.
So they say. So it says.
Well, well,
I mean, it's
do
300 million paying subscribers, and Netflix boasted they're currently around 28. It's
So
in
I'll.
combination with Discovery Plus, it's crazy, crazy kind of numbers going on. Merger isn't, but yeah, antitrust scrutiny is the biggest thing. I mean, is there anyone independent left after this
Is there
merger
anybody
goes?
independent left already?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Is it now all one big cartel, really? Is this what, apart from Disney? I mean, Disney's about the only one possibly
Yeah, kind
separate from here.
of.
Otherwise, it's all
Yeah.
one big cartel.
Yeah, I mean, there was like already another. There's a bidding war now happening because I just posted it and Jeff just threw in another one.
Oh, I am. See, I'm behind the curve, and by the time I posted, I realized you had already posted.
Yeah, it's all good.
And
Yeah, so Paramount threw in a hundred, I think what is it, 108 billion bid. So there's now a bidding war going on and some politics going on because there's some certain people in the US government that are also interested
wanting
in
to
it.
make sure their mates are covered, I presume. Oh,
So
God,
I mean, I think it's a valid question. Like, I mean, it on one hand, this was bound to happen, right? The number of streaming services we had at some point was not sustainable, I would say. Especially with the price hikes that especially Netflix and some others have done, I think it was pretty clear that we would have to reduce down to a select few, not have as many. So I mean, that pretty likely means that what is it? Ma I think Max is their service, right? Warner Brothers? Or is
I
that
don't know, because
not?
over here we don't get such things.
Is
They have a streaming service. I just forgot which one. I thought it was Max.
So Warner Brothers, yeah, actually that makes sense because that's where, so Max is where DC superhero
Yes.
properties show up. So yes, you are correct.
HBO. Exactly. HBO Max and HBO Studios will be involved. Yeah, it says so in the article. Yeah. So I mean, you can bet that at some point, if Netflix got, I mean, I think either company got it, eventually it would get merged into one, right? Because it makes no sense to have both HBO Max. It's called HBO Max actually again. Both HBO Max and Netflix, right? Or both HBO X and Paramount Plus, for example. It makes no sense. So it
True.
might take a while, but over time it would get merged. And as I said, that does kind of make sense because like we do not need a million streaming services. Like maybe three, maybe four, maybe five. That's I think the most you can have.
Oh, go ahead.
I
Sorry.
wish they would stay independent, to be honest, because I don't like either idea. I have a big beef with Paramount, and I have a big beef with Netflix because I kind of think they're too big for their own good, and they're not doing anything useful.
Yeah, the Netflix strategy for show seasons,
Yeah, I hate
I am
it.
not a fan of.
Hate it.
You rent a show while it continues to gain viewers. So that's typically 2 seasons,
Yeah, it's usually two seasons and then it's done.
and then you drop it because it's not bringing in more viewers the next season. And I mean, that's a crappy way to
I mean, I understand it
handle a
from
show.
a business perspective, right? But from a let's say creative and consumer perspective,
Mm.
I'm like, basically, whenever you love a show, it gets canceled right away.
Yeah.
It's like
I mean, the one thing that worries me, I'm just flicking through a BBC News sort of things, points, and they mentioned here about the future streaming. Where does this leave cinema? There's this new cinema with arty movies that we'll enjoy to go and see, and the masses will continue to consume at home. I don't. I mean, is that what it will become?
I think
Do we
that's
think?
already we're already there. I don't think there's a big shift happening anymore. I think that is over. Cinema is what it is today, like the big blockbusters, and I mean those work. Like people still like, even though crazy prices and everything is expensive and you know, crappy popcorn, all of that, people still like to go to theaters.
I've got a
So,
subscription to my local art house cinema
yeah.
because I want to keep them go I want to keep
Yeah.
them going.
But
My little bit
yeah,
helps, and
exactly.
it's a good deal to
Yeah,
get.
but even but I mean the art houses for sure, because that is a more, let's say, niche or discerning like group of people, but also the big, I mean the big theaters, the blockbuster movies, the Marvels and whatever. I mean, what is shown there and what people are interested in does change. Like I think the big Marvel and whatever is not working as much anymore because people just got just enough of that. But that kind of allowed other movies to come in again and excite people to go in. But as I said, in general, people still like to go, or again like to go. It just become a more special thing. So I don't think they're going away. I think it has settled down to a point where it's like, okay, streaming is streaming, movie theaters are movie theaters, and they kind of coexist. Streaming is where most people watch most stuff, and then for like select things, they will go to a theater for the
The big
experience,
show,
right?
yeah, you go for the big things because it's better, isn't it? It's much more enjoyable.
Yeah, unless you
The
have a
big stuff
Vision
we
Pro.
want to see on the big screen. I mean, yeah.
Well, yeah.
The
So,
camera
Patrice, you
reel.
hit on an important point that I think has been key in the whole people want to stream at home. You can build in your home without spending the movie theater level money. You can build a home theater that gives you an experience that overall is better than what you can get in a theater.
It's true.
Now, granted, unless you're using like a Vision Pro, the actual screen will be smaller.
Well, depends on your budget and your house, but
True, depends on your, but yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
you can actually build your own theater at home, and it's not as
Oh
expensive
yeah.
as it used to be anymore.
That's an accessible thing now, but it's. I mean, there'll still be some things you can't watch. You'll have to, if you want to see it now when the cinema's out, when it's out, it's out there, you're going to have to go. And that's
Yeah,
going to
and that hasn't
still keep
changed.
you
That
going.
hasn't changed. Yeah, it's like as I said, you see that people go and like to go, and yeah, the money is maybe not the same as it used to be, but it's still significant. Like you cannot build make the whatever billion anymore, like with a Marvel movie. I think that time is gone, but it's not gone because people don't want to spend that much anymore. It's maybe also, but mostly also because it's just not that interesting anymore.
I was thinking about last time I went to a movie theater. And I was going to say before the pandemic. But then I realized, no, that's not true. Earlier this year, I went to an art house cinema and watched The Phoenician Scheme,
Oh, that was, yeah, I watched that
the Wes
too.
Anderson movie,
That was good.
which is not an art house movie per se,
No.
but it's a perfect fit for an art house.
Yeah, but it's not a big franchise, right? It's a one-off movie that was quite successful, and there have been a bunch like that, like Barbie movie, the Oppenheimer movie. I mean, those were after the pandemic, the two big ones. Like there have been a bunch. As I said, the big ones aren't working. Not as much anymore. Yeah, but as I said, like at the end, I kind of don't want either of them to get this company. Maybe there's a third option.
I would love for there to be a third option. I mean, does that mean another company comes in and says, "Hey, we'll pick them up?"
Yeah.
So
Do
that,
they have to be sold at all or bought?
well, at this point, since it's a publicly traded company, with the offers that are in, they're kind of stuck in a position where they have to sell.
Maybe. Maybe. Or maybe now someone is like, hey, like I'll maybe if the stock price has gone up enough that they're like, oh, maybe we don't need to. Yeah. But it's
Yeah,
it.
maybe it's.
The core pro I think the problem is the core problem still, like even if they stay independent, the core problem doesn't change, right? We have too many.
Yeah, and yeah, my big concern, and Ian, you brought this up early in the conversation, it's the independent studios
Yeah.
and all of the really unique movies that we won't get if we lose that.
Yeah, because they won't get the money, they won't get the exposure. There's nowhere for the art house cinema, not even the art house cinema thing, but even but broader, the smaller productions. They'll all be priced out of the world because they won't be able to get anywhere to get what they need, to be able to make a film. And
Yeah.
that will be sad. And that will be a sad day when a lot of these, because there's been some great, I've seen some great movies that have been not mainstream, not sort of the blockbusters that people want my eyes on, and that sort of stuff. All the things that are a little bit more niche that, although it comes out, I mean, there's a movie with Leonardo DiCaprio that's just come out recently. I can't think what it's called. It's like one battle after another.
Yeah.
Quite a long film. I can't think of the name of it now. But I was trying to see it at the cinema. I didn't get a chance to. But that sort of thing, I don't imagine would get as much exposure. Although I suppose it does because of Leonardo. But if you can't, but again, that's the problem, isn't there? If you're not going to get the faces, you're not going to, if you can't get the faces because they're all tied into X or Y, you're not going to get the, I don't know, we'll see. It just worries me a bit that we start to lose independence. We start to lose the all of that kind of stuff. That's what worries me, of all of it.
Well, yes, and then take in the political aspect that Patrice mentioned. And so to flesh that out a little bit more, one of the investor companies, the big investor company that's behind Paramount's hostile takeover bid, is a company that Jared Kushner runs. And so there's concern that that investment company will dictate the types of movies that Warner can make going forward. And and now it's a concern anytime you have an investment company come in, what
I
sort of
think,
control are they going to have?
yeah, I think, I mean, that doesn't even matter. I mean, the current investors, like that there have been concerns. I mean, what influences Paramount had and so on. Like, I mean, it's like, I think that on one hand, that's always a problem. On the other hand, I don't think it is, because if the companies don't make the movies people want, they will simply stop paying and stop watching.
Yeah,
I think that is one
they'll
area where that
pay.
works quite well, because people will just be like, oh, there's nothing on insert service X here, so I'm just not gonna pay for it anymore.
And that will be the thing that lives or dies by, I guess.
Yeah. So, I mean, is it possible? Yes, but as I said, there's, yeah, you never know. I don't see that as the big problem. As much as it would suck.
So,
Why can't
all
we have
right,
nice
well,
things?
this, Patrice, this is what we can't
Gentrification goes on yet again.
have.
All right, so let's go from that happy and exciting story to Patrice's happy and exciting story.
Yeah, I kind of was thinking like there were some other stories that were also interesting, but I think this one takes the cake. I mean, we could have talked about Google's MCP servers and New York Times suing Perplexity, but let's talk about the really important things in life. which according to some people in the State Department, in US State Department, and some people specifically would be Marco Rubio, is what font is being used on as official in of unofficial documents of that department. So I mean, to be fair, it was only switched, I think, last, no, 2 years ago by Anthony Blinken. If equally questionable why it had to be switched at all. So they switched in, I think, 2023. They switched from Times New Roman to Calibri. And now the order is to switch back. So far, so yeah, fine, don't care. Like, use whatever font you want, right? As long as it's readable, it's not Wingdings or something. Like, okay, fine.
Oh my God, yeah, do all of it in
Oh,
Wingdings.
that would be, I mean, that would be on brand, to be honest, but that's a
Yeah,
different story.
dingbats.
Yeah.
Dingbat font, yeah.
Yes, but in an action request memo that the New York Times actually got, Mr. Rubio said that they're switching back to the Times New Roman would restore decorum and professionalism to the department's written work, because Calibri is informal compared to serif typefaces like Times New Roman, and it clashes with the department's official letterhead. But he also objected to the he rejected the grounds for the switch and said that it was not among it was not among the department's most illegal, immoral, radical, or wasteful instances of DEA. DEIA. Diversity,
Why
equity,
is a
inclusion.
font choice
Yes.
a diversity inclusion? Why do you justify changing a font on the grounds of diversity
Yeah.
inclusion? The reason why you changed it was
Welcome to
because of
this country.
diver was
Yes.
because of diversity inclusion, because it works, because I believe that font works better with screen readers and the like. So
Correct.
if you want a percentage of your population to be able to read the missives that you're sending out, it's
Yes.
much better if it's in a font that everyone can read.
Yes.
And then
But
Times New Roman,
that's a
the whole world
problem.
stopped. Yeah, the whole world stopped using Times New Roman. God knows how long ago, because we all realized it was A, looked terrible, and
Yeah.
B, just
I think, didn't
causing.
Microsoft even make Calibri the default? Like, if you install
Oh,
something,
yeah,
I think they
exactly.
do.
It's changed
Yeah.
again. It's changed
Oh,
again
it
to
changed again.
Aptos now. It's
Oh,
Aptos now, like
Aptos.
APTOS.
Yeah, okay.
Aptos, you'll see, is their default font now.
Yeah.
And again, those are all nice fonts, lovely serifless fonts, clear, easy to read. There's no re. It's one of these things of. Because it's DEI, well, bugger me backwards with a banana. You know, it's this. That's the PG-13 version now. It's from the
Oh
previously thing, the thing I previously said earlier on when we discussed this before we went on air. Oh my God, why are people? Why is there any money being wasted? And I mean, in truth, it's probably just the IT department changing the default templates and pushing them out by whatever systems they have to
Yeah,
make
but it's a
sure that.
waste of money. I mean, as I
But
said,
it's a
it was a
waste of
waste
money,
of
time,
money
and
to
effort.
switch to begin with, I think. I mean, like,
Oh,
why would you
yeah.
do that? But it's even more of a waste of money
Yeah, it
to now
just
switch
feels.
it back again.
But
Yeah,
now it's performative. It's
it's
performative
totally performative.
more. It's
Oh,
performative
absolutely.
nonsense now. It's performative nonsense now. So
Yes.
it's not even. And it's virtue signaling of the worst kind, because it's
Yeah.
more dog whistling.
Yeah,
Dog whistling,
if
boss.
they had said, well, Calibri isn't a good choice either, and so we decided to switch to insert another one that's not Times New Roman, and that was it, I would be like, I wouldn't even mention the story. I would be like, yeah, okay, fine, it's your choice. Use whatever font you fucking want, like, don't care. But the performative aspect, and that something like a font choice gets turned into a political tool, is kind of annoying.
That's overly
It
ridiculous.
is
And
on brand for the current administration.
yeah.
They'd like to go back to a thing called Castellon, which I think is yet another serif font that probably Benjamin Franklin once used, so it must be good. Dear fucking
Sure.
Lord.
Sure. How about we go back to handwriting letters? I mean, at least
Oh,
then
yeah.
we don't get all the stuff we get, because it will take so much longer to write anything.
God's a lie, welcome to Gilead. I know
Yeah.
I'm. I don't get
So
on. I'm.
light reading, light story, if you're interested for today. It's really, as I said, there's not a lot of good news happening.
Bonkers. No, there's not a lot of news
So,
today, is there?
Okay, so I fully accept that it might just be me misinterpreting differences between American pronunciation and UK pronunciation. Did you mean Caslon?
Caslon, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I did mean Caslon.
Okay.
Was
And
that is that a
sorry, not trying
pronunciation?
to be pedantic or
It's
anything. It's
Casablanca.
just like, I'm not sure what this font is that you're talking about. And I
I don't know. As I said, maybe Wingdings would be a good idea.
At this point, yes.
I mean, the content doesn't matter anyway, so.
Right. Yeah. And you
To
know, I mean,
quote someone that at a company's town, or some people at the company's town hall complained about this town hall being in English in our company, like, hey, they should just learn German. I would say, hey, they should just learn Wingdings.
yeah.
They want to read it, they should just
There you go.
learn
There you go.
Oh my life. Oh
You
my
know.
life.
And if they're going for a font that has high readability,
Yeah.
and they decided, meaning Rubio decided that Calibri
Mm-hmm.
is too woke,
Yes.
then why not pick something like the absolute fallback standard for everything of
Ariel.
Vatica?
Helvetica
Ariel.
or Ariel.
Or Ariel.
Helvetica would also be good, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as I said, like, it's yeah.
I mean, Ariel, Verdana, Calibri, and Helvetica are the best fonts if you're needing screen readers or are dyslexic. And all those are completely standard fonts that existed in Suetonius times near Roman, but no one's used it for a decade.
No, that's not true. Because
I
until
know, it
2023,
yeah,
the
which
State
surprises
Department
me.
was using it. No, that doesn't surprise me.
No, I mean, but
Yeah,
no one in business has used it for a decade at least.
probably, yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, considering the number of people we have here today, I think that if I can find our,
Yeah,
there
you
it
should have
is,
a
the
story.
right tab.
Yeah, have a story
I'll
then.
bring a story. Oh, by the way,
Yeah.
I love you. I love Ian's name that was generated in the chat. Pedantic
Dick
Stonebreaker.
Stonebreaker. Yeah, it's not too much of a letter. I should have
Pedantic
left it. I should have left it. I
Stonebreaker.
changed browsers because I was sick of Firefox doing weird things with a chat. It works better
Yes.
in Edge, so I moved to Edge.
Yes.
So, all right. So my story is Times Person of the Year.
Oh.
Oh
Yeah.
yeah, I saw
The
that.
Architects of AI.
Wow.
In
Well, that is
and
interesting.
yeah, and so the cover that they have two versions of the cover. One is AI, the letters being built as a sans serif font with scaffolding all around, and then the other one is the oh, crap, I forgot the photographer that did the photograph of the workers sitting
Oh
on
yeah.
the beam
Yeah.
Yes.
above New York City.
Yeah,
So
like
it's a
old.
version of that, and it has all of the people that you would expect from the AI space all lined up on that beam. So a very clever
Yeah,
cover.
that is actually very clever.
That's clever. That is clever. And I actually quite like that. I think that's quite cool.
Yeah,
Gunsenhagen and other people like
I
that.
don't like certain
No,
people on that, but okay.
well, you might do a little push and be problem solved.
Oh, that's an idea.
There you go. Oh, they should have done, yeah, should have done the cover with AI. Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
That would have been better. That would have been very interesting. Hey, AI,
Yes.
generate your own cover, please.
Right.
Please.
And I have to point out, because sometimes people freak out when a person of the year is selected, or in this case, the people of the year.
That is not a person. They freak out, right?
It's not a person,
Yeah.
or they assume that person of the year is always a positive,
Huh, that's true.
and
No.
someone and people have been chosen for person of the year for the bad things that they've done. So it's not necessarily an honor to be person of the year
Yeah. Remember the
for time.
time the what was it, the PC or the Macintosh? No, was it the Macintosh? I think. Don't remember.
Was
Now I'm
the
blanking. Was it a PC? No, I
you
think
mean
it
like
was
the
a PC.
Lexalamp iMac?
No. Like in the, what was it, 80s? Yeah, I don't remember. I think it was the PC at the end, and not the Macintosh. Yeah, and not Steve
Vaguely
Jobs,
familiar. I can't
something like that.
remember.
Yeah, that was this whole story, like this with Steve Jobs and him not being the person of the year. So the point being, there is precedent for it not being even a person at all.
I mean, interestingly, says the architects are woeing and worrying humanity, transforming the present and transcending the possible. But as for the years, and then another quote goes further down, and sometimes in frightening ways, the world is changing, which is fascinating. I mean, I'm just at this moment researching a bunch of AI things to build some kind of baseline class of knowledge for our engineers, as we have just acquired a company that uses AI extensively, Security AI, now part of our company suite. And so I'm trying to get enablement together. And so I've been researching some of the bits that I've kind of known about, but I thought, well, I'm going to dig into this a bit deeper. And the thing that the fascinating numbers is kind of the how AI's ramped up as we sort of beating Moore's Law, and the GPUs are getting better. And it's just things I hadn't properly kind of looked at, how fast things are changing in that space. And I still can't see the picture of the Emperor where his clothes are not on yet. It's coming, I know. Because it
Well,
is that's the end. The end of it, of
the
course, is the Emperor's
place where
out.
the emperor at least has his underpants in his hand, I'd say it's the behind the scenes stuff, not this forward facing, let's generate articles and people with weird teeth and extra fingers. It's actually part of the reason why Veeam bought an AI company, and it's because you can use that technology to perform the monitoring of systems and networks much faster, much efficiently, more efficiently than humans can. And it can pick up on the patterns that could indicate security issues
You
long
could have read
before a
my, you could have read
person
our press
can.
release. You could have read our press release. But yes, is
I
exactly.
could have written it if they'd hired me to do it.
Yeah, I wish they had, because I'd like to get you back involved with us. But it's things that the company we bought is a data class. They do data classification. So it's stuff that was hard. We used machine learning 10 years ago for the same technology, but we just didn't have the power to be able to make the A, do the initial analysis and tag the data. And then now also to make the connections. But as you say, now we've moved on that bit with the way that the models work, the machine learning works, the neural networks, all that stuff underneath. We can do some fantastic stuff that we could never do before. And that's where it's great. I'd rather it wash my pants and did other things rather than it take away my, rather than take away writing books for me or whatever, you know. But
That's true.
it's kind
But
of
that's
you've
you.
got, yeah.
Maybe there is a person who's like, "Yay, someone is writing books for me. I don't have to do that.
There are lots of
I would rather wash my clothes."
there is a whole world of side hustle folk that are using ChatGPT to write crap books, publish them on Kindle, and then make a few bucks or Gumroad or whatever.
By the way, it was the computer was the 1983 or 82. Released in 83. I don't know if it was 82. I think it was 82 time of the year instead of.
The link you dropped in with the from Fortune with the cover, I remember that now. And I remember at some point someone gave me a copy of that Time magazine because they thought I'd like to have it. I'm like, hey, I've got this old magazine sitting around, and I have no idea whatever happened to it. But yeah, so as soon as I saw the cover, I'm like, oh yeah, I totally remember this now.
So that was the story behind that. So yeah, there's precedent. It actually wasn't even the first time I saw it. There's a Wikipedia article, of course, with all the things. There's been the American women were people of the year, stuff like that. So, but if, even before the computer.
I think at some point there was a dictator Probably more than one,
Pretty
and
sure
not
there were
as a
some.
positive thing.
Yeah. Yeah, probably more than once, yes. I can throw the Wikipedia link also in the chat if you want.
Cool.
There you go.
So, there you go. Look at that. I brought a highbrow article.
You did. I brought the lowbrow article.
Well, I mean, it depends on your perspective on that
Yeah.
one. I mean, the people that created the need for that news, lowbrow. Our discussion, surprisingly highbrow.
Persons of the year include Stalin,
There we go. That's what I was thinking.
Putin, and I
Adolf
think
Hitler.
Adolf Hitler,
Yep.
the Ayatollah Khomeini, whose Americans can never spell properly. Stalin, Hitler, too many
Yeah.
K's is not a K in it. There's various folk that have been there that shouldn't, yeah.
Yeah, it's not always a positive thing.
Not
Right?
always a positive thing.
So my guess is that the people, the AI people that are listed, they're all like, yeah, this is great. Look at me, I'm person of the year. A lot of us, though, might not be interpreting it the
Yeah,
same way that they are. No.
Nixon got it in 71
Oh, tricky, tricky
and
dicky.
seven and 72.
Oh, good times.
Yeah,
So.
said there's tons.
Yeah. Well, speaking of good times, it's always a good time when you know that your production site or whatever site you need to have real-time monitoring of is actually safe. Why would I bother to say that? Well, that's because Awe Technologies is our sponsor, and that's what they do. They make sure that well, whatever sensors you need, the cameras, all that stuff, so you can have your real-time monitoring remote of whatever your site or facility is. That's what they can do for you, and they're great at what they do, and so you should hire them. And their website is Awe Technologies. That's AWE technologies.co.uk. Why would I bother telling you about all of that? Well, it's because in addition to all the things that they do really well, they're also making sure we have the hosting space for the website, for all the show files, and the bandwidth so that we can live stream shows every single week. Without their help, we would not be able to do the things that we're doing. So we really appreciate Awe Technologies' generosity and support. So, hey, thank you, Awe Technologies. Speaking of support, Patrice, you are a one-woman support network, and one of the things that you did was a few years ago you upgraded our live stream and our live chat, and so now we have this really slick, reliable system, oh, here we go. Patrice, I would love to learn more about the live chat. How does that work? Can you tell me, please?
Of course I can. Yeah, so we already mentioned it kind of in the show, right? Because I mentioned the funny name Ian got assigned. That's how that works. You just head over to live.britishtechnetwork.com and watch this live. Like just literally like on YouTube or Twitch or whatever. Like the video on the left, the chat on the right. No sign-in required. You can literally do that. You can literally watch it. You can start typing. All you have to do is, yeah, live.britishtechnetwork.com, and do that on a Thursday at 7 p.m. UK time, or on a Friday at 4 p.m. UK time if you want to go for the Mac show. And I highly recommend that you join next week because we're doing the Christmas quiz, and it's the last show of the year as well. So that is a lot of fun. I've already prepared, at least for the big show, the document, the questions. I still have to edit some, and I have 80 right now, and I have to narrow that down to about 40. But I have a ton of questions, and yeah, it's just a lot of fun just to see what we do not remember, like us talking about the shows and having brought the stories, what we don't remember. So that's how it is. Like, and we'll be in the chat, and you can talk to us. You can see the links to stuff, like all the everything we're mentioning right now, the cool things that are coming up. All of that, there's always links in the live chat. But if you are listening to this after the show, after in the recorded form, in I don't know YouTube or your favorite podcast player on the website, like wherever you found this, doesn't matter. You of course can join the live chat. That's done, that's over, but the links and all everything we talked about is in our transcript. And that is on our website, britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And then put in or click on the date for today's show, which would be December 11th, 2025. Yeah, 12/11/25, if you go by the American way of saying it, or
Did you
11/12/20,
messed up way?
or 11/12/2025 if you go the other way around. Anyway. So that's how it is. That's how easy it is.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that, Patrice, and for all the hard work you've put into getting us modernized and keeping everything running. So with that, I guess it is time to do some cool things. And Ian, looks like you have the first one. So tell us about your you have a butt warmer.
On my desk.
A butt warmer for your desk.
Well, it's I'm now and now as my encroaching decrepitude comes even further towards me, my extremities get cold. My feet I can deal with, my legs I can deal with, but my hands get frozen sat here at the office. And I saw an advert on some Facebook. I think my wife saw an advert on Facebook and sent me a link to this thing. You can get a warming mat. It's got a heated strip in it for the desk that sits under your keyboard. Put your hands on and it's warm. I thought, they wanted 50 quid, 60 quid for whatever it was, because it was some crap advert. I looked on Amazon, you can buy them, £25. And I thought, all right, £25, and it's Amazon. So if it turns out to be honking rubbish, it can go straight back. It's not. It's really good. A couple of days when it was really cold, I could put my hands down on the top of there and just keep my hands warm. And it might, and it's, as an old person, I found this excellent. I am getting those booties with the zips up the side soon, and probably those warm things you put your feet in. But it's actually really good. It was really good. I was definitely helped with keeping the old circulation nice. So dull but good for old people.
That's absolutely fantastic.
But
Yeah.
honestly, yeah, it's
Or
got 3 levels of heat. You just plug it
yeah.
in, it's great.
Or alternatively, you buy an Intel machine and then you don't need it.
It's true. Yeah, I've stopped doing that. I've stopped doing that.
You
Don't
know,
have any
if I
servers
bought
out here
that,
anymore.
if
Don't
I
have any
bought
servers
that,
out
I'd
here.
never be able to get my cat off my desk. She
That's
hasn't
true.
discovered mine yet. This is the thing. She hasn't discovered it. Otherwise, I wouldn't get my cat off the desk.
You need to buy a second one simply.
Yeah, I would end up
One
with
for the
another
cat, one for
one.
yourself.
But it
Yeah.
works. I'm dead impressed. It was
It
that
works.
week of doing the TTT was particularly cold, and it was lovely to have to, just to put my hands down on the warm surface and go, "Oh, that's nice," and then continue talking.
That's awesome. Okay, cool. Or warm.
Warm.
Patrice, tell us
So,
about your cool thing.
my cool thing is something I kind of accidentally discovered. I didn't even know that company was doing that. So you've probably heard of Proton or Proton Mail, right? Like the secure encrypted email service. What I didn't know, and I saw an article last couple of days about this, was that they have kind of like Google a whole suite of like apps and services that they offer, fully end-to-end encrypted and secure and all of that. So they're kind of true to their like core values, I would say. And since I'm always look on the lookout moving away from like the big companies like the Microsofts and the Apples and the Googles and so on, and we're using a lot of Google Sheets right now, I'm giving this a try. It's Proton Drive. So they have a whole suite. They have Proton Mail, they have Proton VPN, they have Proton Drive, they have a Sheets and a Docs and a presentation app, kind of like Google Sheets, Google Docs and Google Presentation. Like they have basically everything you want. They also give away a little bit for free, just like Google does, and then you have to pay for it, which is actually I saw this. Their website is a little bit confusing because if you go there, it will basically they will try to sell you the full package with VPN and everything, but you can literally just go to the individual product and say, I just want Drive, which comes with all the apps basically that you need. And then it's actually not that expensive. It's like a couple bucks a month, and you get like a terabyte or something of 200, no, 200 gigs for like, what was it, $3.99, something like that. It
Yeah,
is
I'm
actually
looking at it
quite.
right now.
I mean, the yearly rate is actually not bad. The $12.99 for $11.99 in the UK for the full Proton Duo, everything, all that service
For two users, for Duo.
for
Duo
two
is the two
users.
users. Yeah. So
Yeah, he's actually really good.
yeah, it's a good price if it's end-to-end encrypted. The apps are good. I've downloaded them. I actually tried. I for the so for the Big Show quiz for this year, I'm gonna try Proton Sheets just to see how it works.
Okay,
The cool
cool.
thing is, like compared to Google Drive, where this basically lives on Google servers, this is a file. So I installed the Proton Drive app, just like OneDrive and all the others on my Mac, and I have an actual file here with the sheet and everything. So that is actually
Huh.
pretty good, which I like because it could just one of the big problems with Google. So I'll give this a try and see how that goes, and I might pay for it. Like I might move away from the other services because, you know, I'm always for supporting other alternatives to the big companies,
They've been
especially
around a
Google.
while, but these guys are around a while as well. They're not fly by night or new. John's been around for years, so they're well established.
And they have good usability. There was, I mean, you know, there's open source tools you can use, like Nextcloud, for example, or OwnCloud or whatever. They have solutions
Same
kind of
problem,
like
really.
that, but I've tried them. They're just not as good. But this is it. This actually does. I have to test the collaborative parts, but so far it looks pretty much what you would expect.
I mean, I keep thinking of migrating away from Google Workspace, which I still got a grandfathered old Google Workspace when they were giving it away. And I'm starting to hit the limits when I migrated my ma all my pictures out of Gmail. And I'm now consider I'm not, I'm Google Photo, I'm out of Apple Photos to Google Photos. And I'm starting to wonder whether I might end up completely trashing the whole thing and move it here.
Yeah,
It
give
all
it a
depends on
try.
whether I can lift my mail and drop it there, because I can take my domain and everything to them. That's not a big deal.
They
And then I
offer,
can.
I said that they're like they have the email side, they have a VPN or whatever, and they offer a lot of extra things if you need that. So there's a
Free
lot of
account,
good
cool.
services, but like you get I think 5 gigs for free or something. So I'm like,
Yeah,
hey,
I'm gonna. Yeah,
I'm signing up right now. I'm just waiting for my
I'm.
authentication code
Yeah.
to
As I
show
said,
up.
so far it's
I'm exactly doing the same thing.
You get a kind of a passphrase something, which is the encryption key, so that to make sure that you store that securely. But there, that's the difference. Like anything you put on Google Drive, whatever, Google can read. Anything you put in here, supposedly, I have to look into that, but they say at least it's end-to-end encrypted.
Yeah, their tagline copy on their website says even they can't read your stuff.
Which supposed I said I have to look into it, but I'm what I know about the company from Proton Mail, whatever, I actually believe it. So I said, but I always like I like to read the security white papers and all of that to make sure, because you know there's end-to-end encryption. We've had stories where whatever it's end-to-end encrypted, which just means it's encrypted between you and the server of the company.
Yeah.
Yes. Depends on your definition of end-to-end. Yeah, so Proton Drive, my cool thing for today.
I'll see
Jeff,
if
what's
that.
yours?
My cool thing is decidedly not highbrow, but it's really fascinating. And it's something that I have brought as a cool thing, I think, a few years ago. And I'm bringing it again because people forget that Floor 796 does get updates. And so if you haven't gone to look for quite a while,
That's funny.
you're going to show up and be like, oh my God, I didn't know they had that in there now. So Floor 796, there's some guy, I think he's out of the Ukraine, but I'm not sure.
Something like that, yeah. I
Yeah,
think you
it's like,
remember.
yeah. And he's been, he, I'm pretty sure it's a he. I can't remember for sure. They have been single-handedly coding this website that's just like pop culture and memes. And they animate all of this stuff. So it has kind of an 8-bit graphic look,
That's
and
fantastic.
it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And of course, because we all have parts of pop culture that we follow, you can just pick out things like, oh yeah, I know what that is. But for stuff where you're not sure what it is, just click on it and it'll tell you. And if you're like, I still don't know what that is, there's a link that will take you to whatever it is. So you're not stuck just trying to figure out what all this stuff is. But it's just a fun website, and it's a nice little diversion. And yeah, it's just one of those things that every now and then I go and look to see what is new. And yeah, like the last time I looked, there was the ship from One Piece, which is an animated series. And
Redirect to
now
weather.
there's all this stuff
Please listen.
around the ship, and there's some other stuff that's in there too that hadn't been there before. But
Oh, very
yeah,
cool.
it's just a fun little diversion. That's it.
That's it. No, it's cool. I remember that. I haven't gone back, but maybe I should.
Yeah, just keep it tagged somewhere so that every now and then you can go take a look, poke around, and be like, oh, look, there's a new thing. Yeah. All right. I believe it's time for us to start wrapping up. Ian, where can people find you?
People can find me here every Thursday on The Big Show. Otherwise, I'm on LinkedIn. My name's Ian Grant, and I work for the backup company called Veeam. Those are
Yes,
the
you do.
usual things.
Awesome. Awesome. And Patrice, where can people find you?
Well, every week with you on the Big Show and the Mac Show, I'm right now preparing the quizzes for next week. So next week, Thursday, we'll have our final Big Show of the year and have our quiz. Everything I'm doing, the patrice.com is my website. Podcasts, projects, social media links, anything you want, you will find there. And Jeff and I, we do a show called Retro Rewatch. We rewatch retro TV shows and then we talk about it. And the retro show we've been mostly watching with some interruptions here and there when we want to watch something else in the season breaks was or is Stargate SG-1. And I can tell you something. For the next episode, you will not have to wait 100 days.
Oh, that's lucky, because that's a long time.
That is a long time. You might have an entire life in a hundred
Right,
days.
yeah. You really could. Yep.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm glad we do that show together. Okay, so then for me, Jay Gammon on the social medias and most active on Mastodon, PixelFed, and Blue Sky. Although, since it's December and I'm doing my Lego Advent calendar, post each day, I am posting that to Instagram as well, because I know that's where a lot of people go to look for that content. For shows, Tuesdays on Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live, Thursdays on Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS, here on the British Tech Network for The Big Show and The Mac Show. Brian Chaffin and I do The Context Machine, and as Patrice pointed out, we do Retro Rewatch. So with that, I know we don't have as many people here today as we often do, but it doesn't matter because it's all about the quality, not the quantity. And it is an absolute delight to get to spend time with both of you. So thank you for that. And everyone that's watching, listening live, participating in the live chat, thank you for being here as well. If you watch or listen to the show recordings later, so glad you're part of all of this too. Hey, Ewan, thanks for being you. Muller, thanks for making sure we have people for shows. Aw Technologies, thank you for being our sponsor. And hey, don't forget to join us tomorrow for the Mac Show. And then when you tune in next week for the Big Show and the Mac Show, it's our Christmas quiz time. So everyone have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow.